views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready, set, grow your market. Welcome to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices so you too can accelerate your business, wins, losses, and aha moments. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. Now, here is your host, Connie Fife.
Hey there, it's Connie Fife, and our show is all about you. We want to be sure that we're connecting you each week with guests that eagerly share their stories of personal obstacles, ways to accelerate your business, overcoming your challenges, and really making a difference in the world. Well, I hope you all had a great weekend because I know I did. I was the conference chair and a busy weekend. I was the conference chair and master of ceremonies for the District 12 Toastmasters Conference. I also spoke at the Be a Blessings Women's Conference in San Dimas, California. And, you know, it really always amazes me the questions that I hear from audience members. Most of them are really concerned about what their future holds for them. So here's a few questions that I had this past weekend. Hey, Connie, I am stuck in a job that I just don't enjoy. How can I make a change? Connie, how can I be just like you? Because I have a passion to do something great, but I don't know how to market myself, how to market what I have to offer. Or this one as well. I recently lost my job and I've never completed college. Do I need college to grow a successful business? You know, that question really hit home with me because it was something that I had asked myself for a lot of years as well. Because I did go to college. I did not go the traditional route. I went later on in life. And I understand as well today that the job market really is grim, but we are seeing some recovery there. But I was really surprised when I was doing some research for the show to see one of the top career choices is a funeral director. So if you're interested to be a funeral director, hey, you're in demand. The unfortunate story is that many of today's students are coming out of school with a lot of high student debt, and they're just not finding their dream job. A traditional MBA costs hundreds of thousands of dollars. And personally, I have to ask, I wonder if it's worth it. So I have a double master's degree. I have a master's in business administration. I also have a master's in public administration. Like I said, I earned my degrees as an adult. And I've been self-employed ever since. I'm often asked, has my degree helped me? Or how has my degree helped me? I do have to say, earning those degrees gave me confidence. It was only after I was CEO of Girl Scouts is when I went back to school to get those degrees. And I spent the next 4 years earning those degrees. And when I was done, it really did give me that confidence that I was looking for. Did it help me land the job of my dreams? Well, like I said, I am now self-employed and I am doing what I love. And because I interviewed and I interviewed and I interviewed from Maine to Miami when I was living on the East Coast and nothing came about it. And it was really when I looked at it as a gift that it was a time to embrace my life, decide what it was that I wanted to do, what was my passion, and how can I help others live and find their passion as well. So through my own practical experiences, sometimes I think that a degree gets in the way or knowing that you have that large debt is a stressor on many people. My business studies were the theory of how to create a business when I know, in fact, that I first attended the School of Hard Knocks. My street smarts is what helped me to build a successful, sustainable business. And that's something that you won't learn in the classroom. And I like to say I was cleaning houses before I was filling houses, because that's exactly what I was doing as a youngster. I mean, I would clean houses. I would, you know, go find neighbors that needed grocery shopping done, needed their house cleaned, or did babysitting. I mean, I was entrepreneurial before I knew what entrepreneurial meant. So I have to be honest with you, really honest with you on one thing, is that I don't know anything about numbers. And I don't want to know. What I do know is the best thing I do is thinking on my feet and sizing up people. And how you build a successful, sustainable business, it's all about the people that you choose to work with. But I'm not saying forget about school, because school is beneficial to some. I mean, those looking for the 9-to-5 or a weekly paycheck, earning your degree is the credential, the confidence, gives you the power, and it also gives you promotions. I mean, I certainly would want to know that my doctor spent years learning his expertise, or a funeral director has the right education to make sure that somebody has properly put the rest there. But then there are those that are just unclear where your path in life is going to take you. And our guest today is Dan Miller, and Dan is the president of 48 Days. And also, he is recently released his 10th edition, his 10th anniversary edition of 48 Days to the Work You Love. He prepares his clients for the new normal. Dan specializes in that creative thinking for increased personal and business success. Dan does have a master's degree in psychology, and he combines that with his education with his business experience that helps others focus, find their balance in life, and also have a successful life. I know Dan for a lot of years, and I know that he has a concern for people that do nothing to embrace their passion and change their life. And 48 Days to the Work You Love helps you evaluate where you are, get you the advice of people that you know and trust, decide what your best options are, and create a plan to act. And I know Dan extremely well, because Dan was my first coach. And he was the one that helped me decide, did I have a toe in the water, or was I all in, and was I going to make this business happen? And as soon as I heard that I was in, I was hooked, and I've never looked back. So let me go ahead right now and introduce this awesome, great guy, Dan Miller. Dan, I want to welcome you to the show.
Well, thank you, Connie. I'm excited about being your guest.
That is so great. You've been pretty busy these days. I see that you've been on the road speaking, and I know you have a lot of coaching programs. How are you keeping up with all of that?
Well, it's been busy. A friend of mine, actually Dave Ramsey, asked me recently if I was planning on slowing down anytime soon. And I laughed and I said, it sure isn't going to be this year, because opportunities just keep popping up everywhere. And in this space where we are helping people figure out, you know, what they want to do when they grow up and how to do that successfully, financially successfully, as well as embracing their passion, the opportunities certainly aren't becoming any less. They're growing. So I just keep responding to a lot of those things that keep coming up. Yeah, I've been speaking a lot. I've been on the road a little more than I like the first part of this year, but I'm ready to zero in on some major projects we've got working on now, creating new content to give people hope and encouragement.
That's awesome. And again, your book, you just released a 10th anniversary edition of your book, Revised and Expanded. What can we expect to see new in the book?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting to have a book that hung around for 10 years and then published again in hardback version. But it came out in 2005, 48 Days to the Work You Love, and just grew out of the opportunities I've had to work with people going through these unexpected, relentless changes. But talking about what they did to find hope and opportunity on the other side of what was often unexpected and unwelcome change. So in the new book, though, it's revised more than I anticipated, about 60% new content. removed a lot of the statistics and went right to real life issues that I'm hearing. Chapter two is who would hire me? And then chapter three is, yes, I do have an education, but addressing some of the things that I've heard from people over these last 10 years since it came out in its first edition. And I'm excited about it, getting a lot of great feedback about it. But I think there's some things in there that are really pertinent issues that can help people make the most of this thing we call work.
Yeah, so that's what I'm hearing is, you know, people are going to that J-O-B and not enjoying it. And I've been promoting and telling them, you need to pick up this book and read it, 48 Days to the Work You Love. It could help you either turn around and start loving the work that you are currently doing, or it could give you some ideas to make that change so they can wake up every day and enjoy what they're doing and really live their dreams.
You know, it's amazing how many choices we have. And a lot of people feel trapped. We hear that a lot. I don't have any choice. Well, usually that's because we just are choosing the easiest decision. But when we really look at it, we do have choices. Nobody is trapped in their work life today. There are options for everybody. And I don't want to make it sound like just a walk in the park. It takes clear strategy and intentionality. But oh my goodness. And when I see people who have made a choice for something that's better, then walk that out, now that's really rewarding. And I hear those stories daily from people who recognize, you know, there are new opportunities all around them today, and they can choose something better if what they have is not fulfilling.
Yeah, it does take work. And but like you said, it is fulfilling on the other end. And we're going to help you make that happen. We're going to go head out to our commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Call the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Everything is wonderful. Being here is heavenly. Every single day she sends. Everything is free.
Hey, we're back, and joining me today is my special guest and good friend Dan Miller. Dan, you are doing such incredible work to help people embrace their life and live their dreams. But I have to ask you, what is your life, or how is your life different today from when you began living your dreams?
Well, that's an interesting question. Sometimes people ask me when I'm coaching them via the telephone, you know, Dan, are you living the life that you're telling me about?
Yes.
And I tell them, you know, come see me, you know, come spend a day here with me. And then you decide, because I really am living my dream life, but it hasn't changed much over the years. When I decided what that was, I think that's the real key, is once I decided what that dream life would look like, then I moved into it pretty quickly and I've stayed there. Now, incidentally, Connie, that looks different than what some people would describe as their dream life. To some, the life that I live would be way too boring and isolationist.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, normally, I mean, you've been here to my place. I mean, I work at a converted barn on the back of our property here in Franklin, Tennessee. And most days, it's just me. I mean, nobody has darkened the door today, as an example. It's just me. Because it's in that environment, you know, I'm energized by solitude. It's in that environment that I read, study, think, and create and write, which is what I most enjoy doing. So I chose the life of an entrepreneur, but I chose a business model that is true to who I know I am. It's not what everybody else is going to choose. I didn't choose to build a business where I'm going to have 20 employees and then ultimately 200 and more. That is not what I want at all. I have zero employees. So I'm living my dream life. But again, the point is, people can choose what that means for them. There's no one model at all.
Right. And like you're saying, the business model, and I have been to Dan's place and it's absolutely gorgeous. And I aspire to have my place like that as well. But like Dan was saying, everybody has their choice in how they want their business model to be. And I know many other coaches and speakers that have a whole team around them working with them. Now, Dan says he doesn't have employees, but I do know, Dan, you have contractors that you form work out to. So you're not doing it all yourself.
Oh, no, that's a good point. I don't want to imply that at all. And that's a fallacy sometimes when people think about being an entrepreneur. They think, and sometimes with trepidation, well, then I have to do everything myself. No, I'm an entrepreneur and I have no employees, but I have 14 right now, independent contractors, virtual assistants, variety there, people who have wonderful skills in areas where their abilities far surpass my own. So what they do complements and allows me to do what I do. Yeah.
Right.
So it's somewhat semantics. In terms of, you know, I don't have a traditional business. No, I don't. But I do have other people who I depend on greatly.
Yes. Yeah. And I have seven. And let them do what they do best. Like I said earlier, I don't do numbers. So I have a bookkeeper. So, you know, I look at the bigger picture. I want to spend my time, like you, writing or creating, doing my radio show, on the road, speaking, and all of that. A lot of people don't realize there's a lot of behind the work that goes into that, the creative piece of writing your speeches, of writing your radio programs, of writing your books. And it helps to have that solitude where other people, again, it might be different.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people, if people are real extroverts and are energized by being around people, and I have lots of friends, I know I'm in the minority actually, but again, the main point is we get to choose. What an amazing privilege to be able to choose.
Absolutely. To choose your life. Now, what do you mean on your book, the tagline is preparing for the new normal. What do you mean by that? What is that?
There's so many things that are changing in the workplace today. I mean, we used to assume that you get out of school, get that fancy college degree like you talked about in your opening, get a job with the right company, stay there for 35 years, and then get that gold watch and retire. I mean, that's the American dream, isn't it? Well, if it is, it's broken, because that's not going to happen for very many people from this point forward. So yeah. The new normal is that somebody may be at a job for 2.3 years, which is about the average, and then they move on. So they're going to have a checkered kind of history. Now, that doesn't mean that you keep starting over. You can have a very fulfilling, profitable career path in going from one company to another, where you stay true to the skill area that you have refined. Mm-hmm. That's another part of the new normal. It used to be that you would get into a business. So you go to work for the railroad, you know, laying railroad ties. So you're hammering those spikes in. And then because you do a good job, you get to be foreman, and then you move up, and pretty soon, you know, you're the CEO of the company. Well, that's not a realistic model. These days, when somebody needs a new CEO of a company, they don't just promote the next guy in line. Typically, they go outside and find somebody whose skill set fits perfectly. So all those things about the old work model are pretty well gone, and the new normal looks much, much different.
And I think, too, I was reading in your book, pages 38 and 39, where you had some similar questions, too. Like I was referring to earlier in the show, like, you know, I don't have a college degree. What do I do? You know, how do I keep my job from controlling me, or how do I deal with change? I mean, how do you respond to these questions?
Well, I love those questions because they indicate that people are thinking things ought to stay the same. You know, change can be intimidating. It can be extremely exhilarating because it presents new opportunities. And if we want new results, we have to realize something's got to change. We can't just keep doing the same things. But some of the things you mentioned there are changing dramatically. The idea of having a college education, is it an absolute necessity for being successful? Well, no, not at all. I mean, we're seeing more and more examples of that, you know, high profile people like, you know, Bill Gates and Steve Jobs, and we go on and on, Michael Dell, and certainly actors and actresses who do not have a college education. We don't want to just throw that out. Like you said, again, in your opening, sometimes it's a real important piece of getting you, if you want to be a brain surgeon, trust me, I don't want somebody who just decided yesterday I'll be a brain surgeon. I want somebody who spent years
getting that training.
That's right. Getting the training to make them a candidate for that. But those are some of the things that are changing. And again, with every change, it can either be good or bad. It's just change. But the idea of, you know, shouldn't I just stay with one job, even if I don't really like it? You know, isn't it honorable and more desired to just put in 20 years with the same company? Well, that could lead to your detriment if you are confronted with some kind of a change, the company closes, or for whatever reason you're let go, which, you know, happens to good, competent people every day.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It may work against you, the fact that you've been there for 20 years. Other companies looking at that say, wow, did this person keep up with change? You know, were they advancing? Were they learning new things? Or did they just stay in that one thing that they did well and never consider doing anything else?
Right.
It can actually work against you. And that's kind of new. The idea that so many of us today are working in things where we aren't confined to just one workspace. You know, if you're in a car assembly plant, and you're putting this bolt on this little piece, and you're doing that 2,000 times a day, that's one thing. You go home at night, you leave the means of production there. But most of us take the means of production home with us because it's between our own two ears.
That
means, though, is we can jump on at 2 a.m. in the morning, jump online, and be involved in our work. So again, it's blurred the lines of workspace. That can be good or that can be bad. That can mean that people can work remotely, and it works to the advantage of a company. But it can also mean that people all of a sudden are working 80 hours a week where they've not drawn any boundaries between their personal and work lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that is a detriment where people, because before it was, you know, you leave work at work, home at home, and now it's combined. and it's on 24/7, and there is no break in that. And like I said, it's not healthy either that you have that connection. I know people go, they go on vacation and they're still sitting there, you know, with their phone. And I'm, as you, self-employed and entrepreneur, and it's like, oh, I need to check my emails. Okay, no, let's just shut that down for a couple of days, and we'll go back to it, and it'll still be there. And you just have to do that. Like you said, you just have to really shut that down. You have to make that separation, but it's really hard to do. And that's, again, part of the new normal that you've mentioned.
It is. And we go through seasons. I mean, when my children were small, I mean, I dedicated a lot of time to ball games and bicycle races,
yeah,
and things that they were doing. You know, at this season in my life, I work way more hours now than I did when my children were growing up.
Yes.
And it's just because I do enjoy what I'm doing, and mm-hmm. I have more freedom to do that now. But at any given time, any season in our lives, we have to identify the priorities and then
right.
build our work and personal life around that.
Right, right. And somebody said that to me recently. They had asked about my children or if I had grandchildren. I'm like, well, I do have children, but no grandchildren. They're like, oh, this is a perfect time for you to enjoy your life and enjoy your business. And it's not true. I do. I really do enjoy what I do. Well, Dan, it is giveaway time. And to our listeners, you are going to love this. So get ready to start dialing 800-930-2819 because Dan Miller is giving every caller a free download of his presentation, How to Make $150,000 This Year Selling Your Knowledge. So dial in right now at 800-930-2819. All you need to do is provide your name and your email address, and we'll send you the link for the download. The number again is 800-930-2819.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Welcome back, and today we're talking with Dan Miller, the 48 Days to the Work You Love guy. Dan, the one thing I've read in your book and we've been talking about as well is about a college diploma. And what I read was your diploma has expired. That's an interesting thought. So are you saying a diploma has an expiration date?
You know, I think that'd be a reasonable concept. Now, it may sound ludicrous. You know, people scream,
But when
you think about it, I mean, think about how the workplace has changed, how rapidly technology is changing. Things like even, music is changing, transportation. I mean, nothing is staying the same. And so when you think, well, this person got a degree 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I won't even tell you how many years ago I got my degree from the illustrious The Ohio State University. One of the things I had to take was, as a language requirement, I took Fortran. Now, I don't know, you probably don't even remember such a thing, but it's an old, old computer language.
I do remember that. I took it my very first semester in college, and I failed out of it.
Well, it's similar to moving beads along a string compared to the technology we had. I mean, it has absolutely no value today.
No.
I mean, why would we think that just because you learned something that many years ago, that it would have relevance or make you a good candidate today?
Right.
Now, and when we look at, software expires. I mean, food expires. I mean, anything living and breathing, it seems, has an expiration date. I don't think it's realistic to think that a degree once gotten, that then that's the end of the road. And companies recognize that. I mean, when they're interviewing somebody today, they don't care about a degree that you got 10 years ago, and in a lot of cases, 5 years ago. They want to know, what have you done in the last 6 months? What have you done in the last 2 years? You know, what have you written? What have you developed? You know, what kind of networks are you involved in? I mean, they're going to pull you up on a Google search real quick and see, does this person even exist? So there are a whole lot of other things that make somebody a marketable candidate other than having a particular degree. And especially, even if we go right directly to the area of having marketable skills, college implies that you have a lot of knowledge.
Right.
Knowledge doesn't have the weight that it used to. If you want to know the capital of Afghanistan, you don't have to have memorized that. I mean, you pull out your iPhone, ask Siri or Google, and
there it is.
3 seconds, there it is. So anybody has access to knowledge. That's not what distinguishes a person or shows that they have marketable skill.
Applied knowledge.
Absolutely. So we have to be careful about resting comfortably on the fact that you have a BS, a BA, or a PhD, whatever it happens to be.
It all comes down to it's all BS.
There you go. A lot of it is.
So would you say or suggest, even if somebody had a diploma, to be sure that they are continuing their education? I know corporations, they're spending billions of dollars on training their employees each year because they're reaching out And they're hoping that that's bringing back the employee engagement. But I also believe what they're missing is the emotional engagement of the employees. You know, are they dedicated to the organization? Are they happy with the organization? There is a lot that they are missing in terms of what training that they are providing their folks.
Yeah, if it's just more knowledge, again, that can be gotten anywhere.
Anywhere, yes.
People will resent having to just absorb more and more knowledge.
Right.
I mean, the only thing that matters, I mean, oftentimes, you know, I'll have people complain to me, Connie, because they say, wow, I went to 10 seminars last year and I read 30 books you recommended. My life hasn't changed. Well, knowledge alone won't change anything. There has to be understanding and application.
How are you applying what you learned? And I mean, I know there's emotional intelligence, but I still, you know, I connect it with that emotional engagement when you connect with them. And it's a Steve Jobs quote, when you touch somebody's heart, that makes all the difference. So how are they connecting with them on an emotion level? That will get them then to engage. But again, how can somebody that's really just not happy make that change?
Well, if somebody's not happy, they have to recognize, you know, they're not trapped. They do have a lot of choices. And the first thing is to identify, where do I want to be? Where do I want to be 3 years from now? That's a reasonable time frame in which to really make dramatic change and get there. Mm-hmm. Where do I want to be? Now, a lot of people are just unhappy and they haven't identified any better place. That's pretty tough to address. But if you can identify, this is the kind of life I'd like to be living. This is the kind of work that would really engage my strongest areas of competence and my passions. If you can identify that, then I'm totally 100% confident you can create a path to get there. So that's the beginning, and then have a plan to walk that out. And oftentimes when somebody is frustrated, discouraged, depressed in their work or otherwise, I know that they're looking at what has already happened. They're looking at the past. When somebody gets a clear sense of what they want the future to be, that's where we get hope, optimism, enthusiasm, confidence, and those negative emotions start to dissipate really, really quickly. So a lot of what I do is try to get people to identify, what would the ideal be? I mean, if you can't identify what the ideal is, then it's nobody's fault but your own that you're miserable in what you're doing now. Got to be able to make that transition.
Yeah, and it's not like we were saying before, it will take work and you may have some failures along the way. But in the end, if you just keep that goal in mind and know what you want to get to and what you want to achieve, you'll make that happen.
Absolutely. Yeah, the world is our oyster in many ways.
Yes. So what were some of your memorable failures?
My memorable failure.
I was leading to there.
Well, you know, when I go into something, even in setting annual goals, I set my goals so that I have about a 50-50 chance of hitting them. Now, some people think, my gosh, how can I deal with that high a percentage, that high a chance of failure? But here's what often happens. Let's just say that I'm in sales, and if I set as a goal that I want to make $80,000 this year, and last year I made 40. So I work really, really hard, and I'm making little incremental improvements and gaining ground, and all of a sudden it's December 20th, and I see that I'm probably going to end up at $70,000 instead of 80. Have I failed? My goodness, I hope nobody would call that failure, having gone from 40 to 70, almost doubling. But a lot of people get caught up in seeing that as a failure. Well, I didn't hit my goal, so I failed. So I'm not afraid of failure. I put some pretty big things out there and just that have absolutely bombed. But I don't even use that word failure in my vocabulary. You know, I just learned another way, like Thomas Edison, another way that it didn't work. All right, let me back up. I mean, Now I've had some monumental failures, Connie, and I know you're aware that, you know, quite a few years ago now, I mean, I had leveraged one business into the next and made some changes in my management policies too quickly and put myself in a really tough position, along with some banking changes that happened in a very short period of time. Ended up selling a business at public auction and woke up the next morning and owed about $430,000 to the IRS and other reasonable vendors. Well, that was believe me, sucked the breath out of me. But I just created a plan for how I was going to walk out of that. I didn't file bankruptcy, didn't look for pointing fingers anywhere except the guy in the mirror, and took responsibility for that and just walked that out over a period of time. But at every situation where I've had an opportunity to see something that didn't work, I just take a fresh look at, all right, what if I tweak this? What if I did that? I mean, I have a seminar series that goes with the 48 Days to the Work You Love.
Okay.
About 5 years ago, I had this big grandiose plan to roll that out. Hired a national sales manager, paid him a lot of money to bring on salespeople, and we were going to roll that out, you know, schools, universities, churches, you know, lots of organizations. We were going to roll that out. Here's what happened. I didn't take into account how those organizations make decisions. They don't make a decision, okay, yeah, we like this, so next week we'll start teaching it. No, they make a decision, oh, we're going to meet with our committee 6 months from now.
Right.
Consider this for our curriculum 2 years out. The buying cycle was way too long for how I had structured that sales team. And it was an abysmal failure. But now I'm back. Now I'm, of course, updating and refining the material. I'm totally confident in the material. I just made a big mistake in terms of my marketing and business plan to go along with that. So I'm back now bringing on team members again for how I'm going to do that smarter, knowing what I know now.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, how could our listeners contact you to get some more information on your programs?
48 Days to the Work You Love is the best. I'm so trapped into that, Connie. I can't think of anything now. That's not a website, is it? Actually, it is. But 48 Days, just 48days.com is the best place to get access to lots of information. And we also have this marvelous group called 48days.net. So it's just a little bit different, .net instead of .com. And it's a group of 15,000 people now who are sharing
ideas. Let's hold that till we come back. We're going to go to a commercial break. But when we come back also, we're going to go into a lightning round. So stay tuned.
You've got a cute way of talking. You've got the better of me. Just snap your fingers and I'm walking like a dog.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
All right, we're going to get right back where we started from because you're listening to Marketing Masters and I'm your host, Connie Fife. And joining me today is the 48 Days to the Work You Love, Preparing Your New Normal, Dan Miller. So let's get ready to rock because it's tune-up time. It's all about you. This is our lightning round where we ask today's guest several questions and the guests may answer or they may pass. So Dan, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All righty, let's go. So, Dan, what is your favorite TV show?
Wheel of Fortune. It's the only one I watch.
All righty. And who is your first celebrity crush?
My first celebrity crush, probably Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, okay. How about your hidden talent?
My hidden talent. I can sing. I love singing.
Do you really? You have to give us a tune.
Took voice lessons as a kid. You know, we had a cruise recently and I did Elvis Presley's You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog and had people come up on stage and join me. I turned up my shirt collar, did the whole deal. I love to sing.
Oh, how cool. How cool. And your go-to comfort food?
Oh, it's Mexican. No matter what the situation, no matter where I'm emotionally, I'm drawn to Mexican food. Just love sitting around a bowl of chips and salsa.
That hot, spicy salsa and make you sweat.
Yes.
What is your worst habit?
My worst habit is probably, it's not procrastination, but it's not being intentional with my time. And all of a sudden I realize 2 hours have gone by and I didn't accomplish much. That's one I'm working on.
Okay. And then that's easy to do. It's definitely easy to do. What's your favorite getaway in the whole world and why?
I'm going to seem really boring. There is no place I'd rather be than right here at my own property. Now, we have the privilege of traveling a lot internationally and cruises and speaking engagements and things. But I always look forward to getting home. Now, that has a lot to do with how intentional that Joanne and I have been about creating a place like that. You know, I've got a new landscaping area I'm working on where I've got a 1939 pickup sitting back in there with the headlights looking out just as a piece of yard art. And now I'm starting to design around that, the landscaping that I'm going to do. But this is the best expression of my relaxing, my creativity, my energy, everything right here where we live.
And that's great. And that's fantastic. And it is called your favorite getaway. And I know Dan has been working because I've seen pictures of him with his little backhoe working in his yard on Facebook. The man likes to get dirty.
That's right.
Well, who is your cheerleader? Who's that person that keeps you going?
Oh, my. That's not hard at all. My wife. We've been married a very long time, got married young, and there's nobody in the world that's a bigger cheerleader than Joanne. She believes in me, supports me, and encourages me no matter what kind of a tangent I take off on. You know, she is by far my biggest cheerleader. Yeah, great to have her. Very fortunate.
Oh, Joanne, I hope you're listening because you are a fabulous lady. And if I understand correctly, this year you will be celebrating 48 years of matrimony.
I wasn't going to name the year because it tends to date me.
Well, I know, but it's just so relevant. Right. 48 years, a 48 days guy.
That's right. So. We're into our 48th year. And we're going to make a big deal about that. Everybody celebrates 50, but 48 has been so significant for us. So we're going to do a big blowout, 48. Yep, and it's coming.
Oh, I could imagine. And hey, I'll be there. my goal is 21. So I figure if we do 21, we're 20, you know, you're of legal age when you're 21. So that's our goal is 21, which is next year.
All right.
But what advice would you give to your younger self? Oh, no, wait, I forgot one. Could you imagine living your life any other way?
You know, I could, believe it or not, in terms of what I do. Now, really, the larger sense of how I live my life, no, because when it involves integrity and honesty and character mm-hmm. and respect and all those, certainly I wouldn't want to change those things. But in terms of what I do daily, sure, I could pick four or five other things. I mean, I have really enjoyed this space as an author, speaker, coach, mm-hmm. but every time we go by a vacant lot here in Franklin, my head whips around and I tell Joanne, Kelly, I could have, 20 old muscle cars there and just talk to people and sell these exotic cars. I could be excited about getting up in the morning to do that as well. So certainly in terms of work, as much as I talk about the importance of a fit in your vocation and career, there are other things I could do and be perfectly happy. I don't think there is just one thing for anybody, but this certainly fits. There are other things that would as well. Great question. And love that question.
Great, great. Well, I hope you love this one too. What advice would you give to your younger self?
You know, I see my younger self and a lot of people I have the privilege of working with, and I would tell my younger self, it's never too late to have a new beginning. So often today I'm hearing from people who say, oh, I made a mistake. I stayed at the company too long, or the company didn't go the direction I thought it would. I hear from 27-year-olds who say, I majored in the wrong thing in college, and they imply that now they're just going to have to kind of coast into the grave. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
You're
old enough to ask the right questions. It's never too late to have a new beginning. And that has been good advice for me along the way. But I certainly would have told my younger self that to take away some of the sting of early failures.
Nice, nice. It's never too late to have a new beginning. That is just so powerful. And for people of a younger generation than us to hear that, but really hear that and understand that it isn't too late. And if they decide that they came out of college and it really wasn't a career that they wanted to go after, or they're just lacking finding that job that they want or living their dreams, it's okay to choose another path. It's okay to choose something else. Like we were talking when we talked about this earlier, you make tweaks, you make adjustments, and you find out what it is, because life is really too short. And if it's really up to you to take that next step. It's only 48 days to the work you love, because it's never too late to have a new beginning. Well, this is Connie Fife, and you're listening to Marketing Masters. Coming up next week, our guest is Mike Rayburn. Mike, always ask, what if? Do you ask yourself that? What if? For more tips on how you can accelerate your business and yourself, and learn more about today's guest, head on over to my website at ConnieFipeSpeaks.com. We'll see you over there.
You've been listening to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife. Tune in each Monday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices so you too can accelerate your business. For more information about Connie or to catch the archive, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com. We'll be right back.